Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the mysterious man, he showed up in their front yard. He was asking them for a cigarette and then just seemed to disappear. Was it his stepfather passed away long, long ago or something else?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. Yeah, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. You want access to all of the shows with no commercials? You can binge away on everything in advance of everyone else. Get access to the bonus episodes, things exclusively for you. As a supporter, check that out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program, and let's jump right into our very first ghost story. Hi.
I wanted to tell you a story that happened to me and my family back in 2001. My mother divorced my father when I was 10 and remarried to my stepfather. My stepfather, Pablo, had cancer, pancreatic cancer, and he passed away September 14th, 2001, right before Christmas. He battled cancer for about a year and a half and was very strong until the very end. Christmas was always a big event in my mother's house. We always got together, his family, my mom's side of the family, and we just had a huge, huge party. So obviously Christmas that year was going to be a little bit different, but his family still came over, and so did my mom's side of the family. And my brother's ex-wife had a sister who was dating some guy, and the guy ended up coming over and was outside, and he was walking in to the driveway of my mom's house, and he noticed that there was a guy in the front yard of my mom's house, and he was wearing a jacket, and he had a mustache. This man told this other guy, "Hey, do you have a cigarette?" And this one guy was like, "Well, no, I don't. I have some cigarettes, but you know, it's in the house." So the guy was like, "Well, why don't we go inside the? We had a bar area in my mother's house, and that's something that my stepfather built when he was alive. He, like I said, he loved throwing parties, so he built an actual patio and it had a bar area. And so this mysterious man said, let's go smoke inside the bar area. And so the other guy figured, okay, well, he knows his family because he knows that there's a bar area, and he knows kind of like, I guess, the layout of the patio. And so this guy ends up going in first, and the mysterious man was walking behind him. And so once the guy crossed over to the patio, he turned around and he looked, and the mysterious man that asked him for a cigarette was gone. You know, my sister-in-law's sister's boyfriend freaked out, and he ended up telling my brother and my other uncles. I live in a family where law enforcement, everybody's in law enforcement, so my brother said, you know, we're going to go around the back of the backyard, you know, what if it was somebody that, you know, wanted to just come in and, you know, steal something. So my brother got his gun and was looking in the backyard, and they went down the street, and, you know, they couldn't find this mysterious man. And so the guy, he was just sitting down and he was just in shock because he just didn't know who this man was. And one of my family members asked him, well, what does he look like? And he said, well, he had dark hair, he had a mustache, and he had this jacket. And we had a picture of my stepfather nearby, and my relative asked him, well, does it look like him? And the guy looked at my stepfather's picture and said, yes, that was the man. That was the man that was behind me, and he asked me for a cigarette, and he was walking behind me, like, going into the bar area of the house. He wasn't aware that my stepfather had died a few months ago. My mother was crying, as you know, it's natural. We were all in shock, and I don't believe that this man would have said that, you know, on purpose, would have lied about it. We were still in grieving, but I honestly do believe that it was my stepfather. There was a lot of things that happened after that. There was this one instance where it was in the same bar area. My best friend and I, we were sitting on a table, we were drinking, we were watching TV, and my uncle was just taking random pictures, you know, of us, and behind us was a window, and there's the door. And when my uncle took a picture, his face changed. And I was like, whatever, you know, you're just trying to scare us. And he's like, no, I'm done taking pictures. And I said, well, what do you mean? And my best friend got up and looked at the picture first, and she was like stunned. And I looked at the picture, and it was my stepfather's face in the window. I put both a picture of him when he was alive next to the picture of that face in the window, and you can see his mustache, you can see his dark hair, and you can see that there's a face in the window. And there's been a lot of things that have happened in my mother's house. I hope that it is him. I wish that he would rest. Like I said, he suffered with pancreatic cancer for a long time. But there's this comfort knowing that he may still be around watching over us. But he was a very good man. In life and in death, I know that he still continues to be a good man because he was always very protective of his family.
Great story. Thank you for sharing that. I find it really interesting how the witness didn't even realize that what he was seeing when the guy was walking, I think he said like through the bar area or something, wasn't even dead or didn't realize that he was dead.
You hear these stories every once in a while where it's like, well, I saw that guy. Well, it's impossible because they're no longer with us, kind of thing. And one of the comments she made at the very end was, you know, hoping that he's at rest. I think a lot of times people assume that if there are energies or spirits still among us, that for some reason they're at unrest and they can't move on. I don't know that that's necessarily always the case. I think sometimes part of them is just left behind with us. And in this case, it sounds like this is where his spirit wants to be, with his family. So I don't think it's necessarily that he's not at rest. He's probably just really enjoying the fact that he's still there with them.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I think that's a very true sentiment. Thank you for sharing that story with us. If you would like to share yours, 855-853-4802 is the phone number to do such a thing. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that ad-free, check out ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or on Apple Podcasts on our exclusive channel right there for you to get in on all of the extras. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.